Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. There's a story we like to tell ourselves here at Public Address Radio. It's a story about how, much like the way Usher discovered Justin Bieber, we discovered Avalanche City. It is, of course, complete fiction, but it underlies an important point. When we last spoke to Dave Baxter just before Christmas, it was because I'd fallen in love with a song I'd heard on C4. Dave had produced an album and was giving it away for free on the net. 6 months later, so much has changed, even if it had nothing to do with us. Dave Baxter, welcome.
Thank you. Nice intro. Well done. Good.
It has been a pretty big 6 months, though, because, like, I mean, it's not like you were picked up out of obscurity. When we last spoke to you, you had a nice website. You'd produced a beautiful album, you know, largely by yourself, obviously with other players and whatnot. And you had a song that was I'd picked at the time as being the Christmas number one. I don't know if it ever made the Christmas number one, did it?
I don't know. I don't know if there is a Christmas number one, is there?
No, maybe it's an English thing. But anyway, so it's probably not a surprise to lots of people. But are you surprised that 6 months later you've been, you know, around the world?
Oh, yeah, totally. Definitely. I mean, you don't really expect it. You can never really expect anything like that to happen. So
how did it happen? What were the steps?
The steps? Well, I guess it got on radio. I got a good manager. It got the TVNZ sync, obviously. Those were all big contributing factors. And then from there, it was talking to labels. And then, yeah, that was it.
Was there a concern that, I mean, that you've had this one beautiful song that presumably is the song that everyone sticks around to the end of the night to hear you play in the encore? You know, is there a worry that you go, oh, is my other stuff up to it?
No, I've never actually really thought of that. I mean, Love, Love, Love is definitely like the song that everybody knows, but when I watch other bands, you know, every band has their one song that the crowd goes crazy for, you know.
You've got to start with one song, don't you, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better to start with a great one that everyone remembers.
Exactly.
I can confirm, however, that the rest of the album is very solid.
Thank you.
One thing I noticed, I think maybe more after we spoke to you last time, is there's a definite, am I fair to say, an Irish sort of element coming through there?
People have told me that.
Is it your voice? Is it the instruments? Is it a bit of all of the above?
I'm not sure what it is. It could be like the raw kind of voice, because it's not a very polished voice. I mean, I just kind of learned how to sing, so it's still like very raw.
I read about this, that you actually locked yourself in your room for 6 months and sang. Is that right?
I didn't lock myself in the room for 6 months. Well, okay, that'd be really boring, man. I took 6 months out here to learn how to sing. Yeah.
That interests me as someone who's got a crap voice. Do you with effort and determination, how bad were you beforehand?
I was pretty bad, man. Like, I honestly could not sing Happy Birthday or anything like that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I couldn't sing at all.
Because it's melodic and gorgeous now.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a good ear because I like recorded bands and I'm a producer and obviously a musician. But so, you've got to have an ear. But like, I genuinely believe that anyone can kind of teach themselves how to sing.
In terms of singing in tune, I mean, because obviously the sound of your voice, you can't really, you've got what you've got, can't you?
You're not. Well, yes and no. I mean, like, I had a sound, and it took me a while to actually get what my sound should actually be. Because you can make various different sounds with your voice, right?
So like, you could end up sounding like Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam, for
example. Yeah. And so, like, you've got to find something that could...
I'm not suggesting, I'm just saying it was a possible path you could have gone down. Right. Might not have been as
Is that what you want?
Yeah, possibly. First of all, you're in New York City. You're on Last FM there.
Yep,
That's huge.
Yeah, it was quite good. I mean, it was the whole New York thing was just like such a. It was just like bang, 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 bang.
Is this again having a good manager? Or I mean,
yeah, oh, really, really good manager with really good contacts. Yeah.
Okay, and I mean, and then from New York to what now? I mean, that is, you know, an institution.
Yeah, it was actually quite exciting playing on What Now, because I grew up watching
What Now. Did you? Yeah, so I grew up being on it too. Yay.
And so I guess how do you maintain that you've got you're in the process of starting a nationwide tour.
Yep.
Except not the South Island?
No, just North Island.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sort of nationwide.
It's not nationwide at all.
It's not really nationwide. No, we're
North
not,
Island
not
tour.
Calling it nationwide.
Three, it's three quarters of the population.
Yeah, but that's not nationwide.
Yeah, but we won't do
yeah,
that.
Let's not go down that road.
Call it nationwide.
You will be going to the South Island at some stage?
We will be, yes. Yeah. I've already been, actually, and yep. It was fun, but yeah, we won't be on this leg.
Yeah. Your band is now a solid unit of bandness?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so what are you going to do? How do you keep this momentum going? How do I know that at the end of the year when we get you in to play, you know, to play what is legitimately the Christmas number one single, are you even going to return our calls?
Maybe. I guess what we're doing is we'll do New Zealand. So we're doing New Zealand now, and then we'll go overseas. So we'll do Australia, and then we'll hit Europe as well. So we've got Europe scheduled in for a couple of months at the end of the year.
How does it feel to have your life planned out like that now?
It was terrifying at first, yeah. But it's starting to become exciting now. Yeah, because they give you a spreadsheet. They give you a spreadsheet that tells you where you're going to be.
Oh,
And it's not that that's where you're going to be, but that's kind of blocking out days for you. So the whole of next year is just like blacked out, you know, like
wow, you
Europe
don't have to make
and
decisions
and
you just look forward to stuff.
Yeah, it's quite exciting just being able to know like that I'm going to be over in Europe for 2 months and then Australia for a month and then New Zealand for a month. It's quite cool.
But last question, then we're going to hear some music. How much of an influence do you think the fact that you released your album for free to start with had on everything that's come since?
It's had a massive influence, I think. For one, it kind of snowballed a little bit. We gave away over 10,000. Like, I think we gave away 11,000 in the end. And from that, like, people, the word spread, and from a start, I got a good manager, and record labels started becoming interested and stuff like that. And it's a good story as well. Like, it was a way more fun ride.
Look, that is fantastic. We do hope that you are still returning our calls at the end of the year.
We'd love to
have you back. Congratulations on everything. We're now going to hear your latest single, which is called
Ends in the Ocean.
My soul is free. It wandered away from me. My heart is so cold, for the warmth from long ago has wandered away from me. Oh, my soul can fly. Its journeys are far and wide. My heart is overweight, for the burdens are great and the journey's too far for me. Cause oh, my soul, it came home with tales of a way that I'll escape. But my heart, it was weak, and I could not speak of how much I long to be. With my soul, I am free. My journey's a constant dream that ends in the ocean, the start in the stream. My soul, it so longs to be. Oh, my heart, it resigned. Forfeit the rest of my life. But my soul had a plan to walk hand in hand, so back it came for me. Cause my heart was alone, forgetting all that I've dreamed. But now all that I see is life breaking free. So long captivity for me. Cause with my soul I am free. My journey's a constant dream that ends in the ocean but starts in the stream. My soul, it so longs to be. Came to me the luck this true would always be in my mind, and on its return I could only be overcome with the joy inside. Oh, heavens upon me, I must have died. Oh, adventures before me, let's start this tonight. With my soul, I am free. My journey's a constant dream that ends in the ocean but starts in the stream. My soul, it's all arms to be. So long captivity for me.
That is Ends of the Ocean, the great new single from Avalanche City. The album is called Our New Life Above Ground. And for the information about the Up and Away tour, which is touring around the North Island next month, avalanchecity.com. That's all we've got time for on the show this week. Thanks for listening. If you'd like more information or to listen to something again, check out our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. Till next week, I've been Damien Christie.
I've been Michelle A. Hort. And thanks, New Zealand On Air.